Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. And it is Tulane Tuesday, and we have on with us the head football coach of the Green Wave, John Sumrall. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
I appreciate you guys having me on. Hope all is well.
Yeah, we're doing great. Coach, I'll give you the floor. You want to announce your starting quarterback now, you can go ahead and do it. You know, I'm not going to delay you. I'm just let you roll with it. So I'll give you the floor.
I heard it's Spencer Rattler. That's what I heard. Yeah.
Coach, but you did get good news with one of your quarterbacks in that he could potentially play this coming weekend against Northwestern. And I know with Ratzoff, he's had a short time here in picking up everything, but looks still Brennan's got an opportunity to play this weekend.
Yeah, Brennan's been back available some. We're being mindful about how much we push him right now. Today was really his first heavy load at practice this week, and that's really when you got a Tuesday, Wednesday are kind of the ramp it up days where you gotta make sure you have a shot to be available. And he was available to go some today. Looked good at some things we shaking the rust off of, but it was nice having him back out there. And then Jake's done some really good things. Those are the two guys that have taken the majority of our reps with the ones and the last several weeks. And so it'd be nice to have both of them available. We'll see where Brendan's at. It's nice getting him back, getting his feet underneath him some, but we'll be ready to roll with whoever's out there.
Coach, you've talked to us quite a bit about your talent depth along your defensive line, and that's so important in today's game because when you throw in the football, that there's a wear down to that after a while, especially in the fourth quarter. You see a lot of times teams catch up. How did that happen? Well, you're not getting a pass rush on the guy throwing the ball, okay? And it's almost like 7-on-7 with them. And we've talked a lot about that, but talk a little bit about your offensive line because I know – you place a lot of emphasis on that, the physicality of the game, being able to run the football. Pass protection is also a big part of this game, but I think you got to run the football when you need to and have to, and it all starts with those big guys up front.
No question. You know, the old adage, you throw to score, but you run to win. You know, I mean, teams that win football games – traditionally have the ability to play physical at the line of scrimmage and they can run the ball. And, I don't care what your system is. Like the idea of you have to be a certain style of offense, that it's whatever fits your personnel and your people. Right. But like whether you're a spread tempo team or you're a pro style conventional team or you're an option three back option team, whatever it may be, I mean, running the football bodes well for the opportunity to have success in getting wins. And teams that can run and control the flow of the game, those teams win. Teams that can't usually have a hard time winning consistently. So running the football is important. At the line of scrimmage, man, your offensive line, they've got to be able to hat things up. You know, some of it is the physical components of the game. Can you play with athletic ability, power, and balance and move yourself and someone else? The other component is just, man, Manhattan things up and targeting things right and, getting the back. I like to say a lot of times, and just get the back to the line of scrimmage and then see him work. You know, like it ain't always going to be blocked for 20, but can you block it for 3 or 4 and the back will get a handful more after that? That's the question. And so I like our line. You know, we've got a couple guys that have elevated. We got one or two guys dinged up right now that will they be back this week or next? We'll see. But I like that group, and they've come a long way. And, being good up front makes everything else easier.
One of the things, Coach, I think people sometimes don't get unless you're involved in a game is the communication part, and especially now in the secondary because there are so many things, crossing patterns. You see it so much in college football, and it's also sort of seeped into the NFL game the same way too. Who's your chirper in the secondary? Who's your communicator, the guy there that makes sure, okay, I know what I got to do, but I want to make sure the rest of you guys know where you're supposed to be and who you're supposed to get. You always got to have a guy like that.
Yeah, I'd say number one, it's Bailey DeSpaney. He goes by Slim. He's from Karen Crow. You know, he's an old gray haired guy in our program. He's been here for a while. He's smart. He's not a whole lot he hadn't seen, and he communicates at a really high level, and is a good leader. And then and behind that, I think developing in that role is another young safety. We got Jack Chinchu, who communicates at a high level, is very confident, very smart in what he's communicating and how he's getting it done. But those are really the top two guys that probably set the table back there for what we're getting done on the back end. And Slim's the guy that he's seen everything, and so he's a big time communicator and does a great job setting the table.
You know, Coach, I listened to your presser I think it was a week ago at this point, and you talked about the non-conference schedule that Tulane's going to have this year and how it's one of the best in the country. And I'm right there with you as far as group of five schools, because Northwestern coming to Yulman in just 4 days at South Alabama. You and I both know about the Sun Belt programs and your history at Troy with South Alabama on the road that second weekend. And then you welcome Duke to town, an ACC squad, and then on the road at number 21, Ole Miss. I just want to get your thoughts on that schedule ahead of your conference slate in the American Athletic Conference, because as you had mentioned, it's really, really tough, but it's going to challenge your team early.
Yeah, there's no, kind of feel your way through the schedule early. There's not any where you're going to get kind of a layup, if you will. I mean, you're looking at a Big Ten school who was in a bowl game 2 years ago, albeit they didn't have maybe the outcomes they won last year. It's got a lot of talent, man. When you watch them on tape, they're good, and they got players all over the place. And so you got them, then you got South Alabama, who's been to three straight bowl games. And then after that, you got Duke, and then you got Ole Miss. I mean, most G5 schools, the schedule model is one Power Four, two G5s, and an FCS. Well, we don't play an FCS school. We play one G5, and we play three Power Fours. Right? There's not another G5 school in the country doing that this year. Like, not one other than us. And so the schedule is challenging. I think that's exciting, though. I mean, I think – if you're a competitor, man, that gets you going. It gets you ready to roll. And you don't have a whole lot of time to sit around and really think about it a whole lot. You got to strap it up and get ready to go play the game. And our guys are excited about the challenge. I mean, good things in front of us, good opponents in front of us, and let's put the ball down and go play.
Coach, you talked about leaders on the team, but one of the guys too, and Sam Howard, and man, his story is great. But okay, there might be guys that are bigger, faster, stronger. But man, his instincts, his smarts for the game, being able to put yourself in the right position to make a play, man, he really sticks out in those categories.
Yeah, Sam's a stud, man. He's a really mature, very dependable, reliable player. He's an unbelievable teammate, a fantastic leader. I think he's really a better athlete, and he's become a better athlete than probably given credit for. I think, when he got here, I do think he had a little bit of some stiffness that he had to work out, and we did some mobility stuff, and he's improved a ton. And I think he's really invested time into making himself the most complete player he can. But when you talk about the intangibles at certain positions, you usually want a quarterback that's smart and tough, right, and competitive and has some leadership traits. But you want that in your inside linebacker room too, and that's really what Sam's about. He's the guy that holds himself to an extremely high standard, and he holds others around him to that same standard. And never has a bad day, never takes a day off. He brings it every day. He makes everybody he comes in contact with better, and that includes myself. I mean, I'm a better football coach. I'm a better human because I spent time around Sam Howard this morning. You know what I mean? And so he's the kind of guy you love having on your team, and such a blessing to our program and everybody in it to have him here.
Coach, a little scouting report on Northwestern and what you've been able to see, and there's always changes when maybe a season doesn't go as well as you would want, and that happened last year for the Wildcats. So what you looking for when you go up this Saturday against Northwestern?
Well, they got Preston Stone, a transfer quarterback who was the starter at SMU when they they won the conference championship against Tulane 2 years ago. So that's who their quarterback is. Preston's a very talented player, can make all the throws. and has the ability to move in the pocket and run too. He's a good athlete. So that's you know, they got a significant upgrade at the quarterback position. And then the second thing I would say, man, is just their size. Like, you look at their O-line, three of the five starters we're going to play against Saturday, they listed 6'7" or bigger. And so, you know, I love our team, but they might think we're the little giants when we come out. You know, we're not going to be the biggest bunch out there on Saturday. They're going to be significantly bigger than we are. And so we've got to be able to handle, you know, that size well. And so that means we got to maybe move a little bit and hopefully be athletic in those situations. But, man, it's a big bunch. It's a physical bunch. They look like a, you know, your typical Big Ten team that has got great size and will be physical with the way they play.
You know, Coach, when you were on with us last week, you had talked about how you may run 10 guys on your defensive line in that opener against Northwestern, which is awesome for depth purposes. But really, I want to get your thoughts on, like, the standout players up front. Like, who's going to be that first line of guys that you're going to be running up against Northwestern in just 4 days?
Yeah, so you got, you know, I'd say Santana Hopper at boundary end is probably a standout guy that's really been a high-level player that I think is going to flash. Trayvon McAlpine, Derek Shepherd, those guys at nose. Cam Hamilton, Gerard Henderson at field end. You know, Cam was one of our returning starters. So Hopper, McAlpine, and Cam Hamilton are probably the first three on the field. But there's really like several guys that you could see being out there. But those are probably the first three. Cam being the most experienced here. You know, McAlpine came to us from Texas Tech, and Hopper came here from App State. Hopper's really disruptive. He's the kind of guy that when our offense goes against our defense, he just constantly presents problems. And, you know, he's a handful to block, and he's very twitchy and quick and athletic, but he's also at the same time really powerful and strong, and just he's a guy that when he strikes blocks, you feel him. He's got real physicality.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Before I let you go, though, did you make that phone call to Coach Rybecki and give him some insights about Troy? Come on, you got to do him a solid now, y'all partners.
I can tell you this. I texted Tommy just to let him know how proud I was of him after their win on Saturday. He's like, you know, he's a North Alabama guy like me, but we both found our way to South Louisiana and both love it here. And, man, I'm so proud of what they accomplished on Saturday. And man, a lot of good things coming Tommy's way. I'm far enough removed from the Troy notes. I don't know that my notes would help him. That's been a year and a half ago. And I know that game was on the schedule when I was there. And I knew Tommy was running the defense for Coach Rebo at the time. And I thought, man, we're going to be in for a ball game. Those guys are going to play hard. And Tommy's doing a great job. Very, very proud of him and what they've accomplished already in a short season.
Man, if your defense plays like their defense did against Incarnate Word, you got a W this coming Saturday, Coach.
You're going to win a lot of games with that kind of defense.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's it. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Wish you the best. Look, this coming Saturday, as the Green Wave play Northwestern, hey, go Wave.
Appreciate you. Roll Wave.
Thanks, Coach.
All righty. Thank you, Coach. We appreciate it. That was Tulane Tuesday version of head coach John Sumrall.